الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى وجبت محبتي للمتحابين فيا والمتجالسين فيا والمتزاورين فيا والمتبادلين فيا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان: من كان الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواه، ومن أحب عبدا لا يحبه إلا لله، ومن يكره أن يعود في الكفر بعد أن أنقذه الله منه كما يكره أن يلقى في النار. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respect Mashayikh, Mashayikh Kiram, elders and beloved brothers. The topic that I want to expound on is love for the sake of Allah, Hubbillah. This love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very broad and a very encompassing subject matter. At the same time, it has many, many different levels. So one is overarching, encompassing, broad, but within itself it has many, many levels. And all the benefits that I'm going to mention is, one is to love a believer for the sake of Allah, definitely a person would receive these benefits. And then loving the lovers of Allah, there will be a far greater benefit. So, and this is also brought out from the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that al-mutahabbuna fillah ala karasin min yakunin hawla al-arsh. O kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. That those that love one another for Allah's sake, fillah for Allah's sake, hawla al-arsh, ala karasin, they will be sitting on a day of qiyamah on chairs around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this love is so valuable in the sight of Allah that Allah will give you a pedestal in front of His arsh, around His arsh, and you will be sitting around. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions furthermore on this, that when a Sahabi heard this, he was so ecstatic that such a position, that by loving another Muslim brother, you will get the opportunity on the day of Qiyamah to be around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on such chairs of pearls and rubies. So he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will these people be? On this occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the ayat, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That the love of awliya of Allah, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The awliya are such that they don't have fear, they don't have any grief. And what is the quality of the awliya? Two qualities Allah has mentioned here. أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those that have iman and those that have the quality of taqwa. Taqwa primarily is to fulfill the faraiz, wajibat, the sunnats of deen, and to stay away from sin. But to have this inclination within oneself, never to spend one second of one's life in the disobedience of Allah. So this is taqwa. أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. So from this hadith we understand that one is the love of the general people, we will get great benefit. But tajumba experience has shown, mujah and mushahada has shown,
daily experience has shown, things that the workers that have shown, that the loving the awliya of Allah, not only will you get the benefit, but there will be a metamorphosis and a transformation that takes place in the person. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi written that in the tabari, tatrikul akhlaq min tibarin ukhra, that the character of a person, the nature of individuals is such that we steal from the good characters of others. So if we stay in the company of the pious, automatically their company will rub off on us. And this is the instruction of Allah. So it's not something that is foreign to our deen. We Allah has given us an instruction in the Quran al-Kareem. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullaha wa kunu as-sadiqin. All those who have brought iman, fear Allah. Fear Allah. And how are we going to inculcate and imbibe this fear within ourselves? Very, very simple. Kunu as-sadiqin. Stay in the company of the righteous. Ulaika allazina sadaqu wa ulaika humul muttaqun. Who are as-sadiq? Who are those that are genuine? Are the people that have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is the Quranic instruction that we have to stay in the company of the pious. The maximum benefit of the virtues of loving a person will be attained when the love of the lovers of Allah is there. And this is also matlub, required from Sunnah of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua that Allah wa inna la tariqa hubba wa Allah in the ask of your love, the love of Rasul, of Allah. The deen is instructing us. وَحُبَّ اللَّهِ يُحِبُّ. And the love of them is yuqa. That shows that to ask for the love of the love of Allah is part mansha and nabuwat, desire of nabuwat. So many times we think this is a foreign concept to show love to the awliya of Allah, to the waleed of Allah. This is what the dua of the Nabi has taught. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubba. وَحُبَّ اللَّهِ يُحِبُّ. وَأَمَلَ الَّذِي يُقَرِّبُنَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ. And the amal that will take us close to your love. My Shaykh Umar Hazrat, my Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, look at the beauty of this dua. Allah has placed his love on the other side of the love of amal, in between the love of the lovers of Allah. And he says, the secret behind this is that once the love of the lovers of Allah comes in your heart, automatically on one side the love of Allah will increase, on the other side love for amal will increase. And that is why Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us to show that this is the thing that we should seek and make dua for. What is the benefit and what is we should seek and make dua for? Allahumma zubna hubba. Wa hubba wa yanfa'una hubbuhu inda. Allah, give us the sustenance of your love. And look at the depth of the knowledge of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Purposefully the word sustenance is used. In the matter of the Uta Hatta Testat Mila Vistaha. A servant of Allah dies when he does not get his sustenance. So we understand sustenance continues with the person. So the love of Allah, the love of the lovers of Allah, should be our sustenance and that we won't die without it. Then our death, or Allah is not loving that our death comes without having love for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa zubna tiba'a wa arina al-baqa wa ta'atina wa zubna shkinaba. Ya Abul Aati wa Allah, give me the sustenance of following the right path and showing us the right path. That means our entire life that we have the sustenance of following the right path. So from that hadith we understand one very, very important point. Shaykh Al-Ghani Qurbuddin rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned something amazing in the explanation of this hadith. He says, one is that the meeting of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat. One is the meeting of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat. Which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, جَائِتُ النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ ارْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. Before you enter in Jannat, intermingle and engage with the servants that will be going into Jannat. Then enter in Jannati, then enter Jannah. To show that those that will be dwelling in Jannah have a higher status of Jannah itself. Therefore Allah will ask you to engage and intermingle with the people of Jannah. Now look at the Mashayikh of before. Many of us follow the school of jurisprudence of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi said, that when I came to find out that you will get opportunity to intermingle with the grammars of Jannah and the pious and the righteous, my inclination towards Jannah increased. When I came to find out that in Jannah I will have opportunity to meet with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my inclination and my desire for Jannah increased. So this is a very, very important aspect of our deen that is how we have neglected greatly. The love to have love for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah inna awliya Allah inna khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun in the explanation of this hadith. Then another great benefit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that al-mutahafun fi jalali ala khawfun min nur of Allah alayhi wa sallam. Those who love the love of another for Allah's sake in Allah's grandeur. Ya Allah, Allah gives the very fair to the Muhaddithin that every time he picked up in a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that yeah, purposefully the Nabi has used the word fi jalali in my grandeur, in my majesty, in my might, rather than fi jamali in my beauty. That even your inclination towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be on the basis of grandeur of Allah, not of outward beauty. That we do not consist of outward beauty, so now, mashallah, we start dying and a share, something because very, very handsome. So, ya Allah, fi jalali in my grandeur. Allah, anabir, min nur, they will be on pillars of nur. So, ya again, before them, all the day of ya Allah, and by affording the opportunity of sitting on pillars of nur on the day of ya. And the hadith in the Prophet, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, تَرَاهُمْ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. If three qualities are found in a person, he will find the sweetness of iman. What is the first quality? مَنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَىٰ. To the person of Allah is Rasul more than anything else. So this, that we give preference to the love of Allah and Rasul to all everything. Many of us say that we have the love of Allah and Rasul before everything else. Let's see at the time of Fajr Salat, how many people respond to the call of Fajr, or we love ourselves more and our self-preservation and our bodies and our tiredness over the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are breaking our shots and the time of Allah we call out, see whether we have got the energy and the strength within ourselves to close the door of the shop, irrespective of what time it is. But the love of Allah is greater. The love of Allah is greater. So the love of children, whether they ask you for requirements that are against Sharia, and in their love, we afford them those opportunities. Is Allah's love more? Is the Rasul's love more? So if a person has Allah and Rasul's love more than anything else, he will find the sweetness of iman. The second one was, أَحَبَّ أَبَّدْ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. That if a person loves another servant only for the sake of Allah. And I mentioned this is for general, but the Mashayikh and the awliya of Allah know. But they were talking about the world of a transformation within ourselves. So, مَنْ أَحَبَّ أَبَّدْ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. And then the third quality a person has, وَمَنْ يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ أَنْ أَنْكَذَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ. That a person detests returning to kufr. Allah has safeguarded him from kufr like how he detests being thrown into the fire. So yes, yeah, we should understand. Everybody of us detests kufr. But the things that show kufr, and anything that is legal to a kufr, they have totally detest kufr. Their way, their dressing, their mannerism, etc. On one side they say we hate kufr, but understanding at the same time our mannerism is of kufr. The attire that they adorn themselves for, we find self-respect in that. Many times the students of deen that are in madrasa, the girls generally ask one question. I don't know where this question is always formed in their head. What are these permissible to wear jeans? Masha. So to them it seems like a very spiritual question. So I said, why don't you ask me what should Azwaj al-Mutahharat wear? Because your mind is coming from that avenue, that shows inclination to the ways of kufr, you don't know about that. But if you wave us to our lives, the soul, you rather ask what? Garments and clothes should Azwaj al-Mutahharat wear. What are their way of eating? What is their way of walking? So this is very, very important. Many times our questions, we don't even realize what fault are they in our questions. It is motivated by the indoctrination of kufr. So not only kufr, any enemy that leads towards kufr, inclination towards kufr, that is associated with kufr, we have great testing for it. A person will get sweetness of iman. Just to recap quickly, that a person loves Allah and Rasul more than anything else. A person loves another believing brother for the sake of Allah. And a person detests kufr and the ways of kufr and the mannerisms of the kufr. He will get sweetness of iman. As the Prophet spoke about sweetness of iman. There's a great gift. Mullah Al-Qa'im rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that وَرَضَ أَنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ إِذَا دَخَلَ قَلْبًا لَا تَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ أَبَدًا وَفِيهِ إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ بَشَارَةِ حُسْنِ الْخَاتِمَةِ. That halal iman is such a gift, once it enters the heart, the sweetness of iman, it will not be removed. Allah has got some bayat in him. What does this mention? There's nothing for me to mention. That Allah has so much bayat in him that once he gives this quality, halal iman, he will never snatch it from a person. The sweetness of iman. And in it is indication that they will be, the person will die on iman. In it is indication that the person will die on iman. And the person that died on iman, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede on his behalf. So once you have halal of iman, you will die on iman, and what is the death of iman, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede on your behalf. So how do you know what is the barometer and the yard to check whether you have halal of iman or not? Because everybody says, I got sweetness of iman. And remember, the sweetness of iman, one is a physical one as well. Therefore, many, many people were making dhikr and tilawat Quran and Kareem could actually feel the taste of honey within their mouths. But nevertheless, what is this halal iman? Our Hafiz Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi has made mention of it. Allah Al-Lawi rahmatullahi alayhi has also made mention of it. Then what is the type of halal iman? Istinzal ta'at. First and foremost, you will find enjoyment in ibadat. Ibadat is no more a burden. A person becomes restless in the middle of the night when is the communion of Allah coming. Now you know that you are maturing in the spot. Today, unfortunately, for all the wrong reasons, we don't sleep. The wife said something before we slept. We go to sleep and then we end in our sleep and we get up a few times. Verbal cleanings, because of that, we have a problem. Somebody is here now, therefore we cannot fall asleep. Children are disobedient, therefore we cannot fall asleep. Allah give us that illness that the eyes start opening long before its time in Allah's remembrance. Now, without the Quran becomes so beloved that you won't say you oversleep. Maturity in Allah's part is long before that because it's such desire for him. To make sister to Allah, to read Quran and Kareem, to make dhikr of Allah. It's nizal ta'a. It was a point of enjoyment. It's not a reluctant. It doesn't feel reluctantly. Wa idharuha, the second sign of halal iman, wa idharuha ala jami'i shahwat al mustalabat. Then he gives preference to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over all his carnal desires. He gives preference to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now his desire is World Cup throwing an oval ball. Time of Salah, his favorite side. And why he is the modern boy? What is the preference? His carnal side? Or the ball of Adam? It won't be difficult. Because the sweetness of iman is distinct from Qur'an. Izzamah ala jamil shahwat al mustalabat. You have the preference to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third sign of the person is for halawat al iman. Wa tahammul al mashaq fi mardat Allah azza wa jalla. He is prepared to carry any burden, any difficulty in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Irrespective. My life can go, but I won't disobey Allah. Now he won't be a coward. That when his wife is Wadim in Marine Parade and is looking down in Cape Town, Cape Point, or Sea Point, there he's looking down at the Sufi. And then he's in the plane and there's no wife,
and the air hostess is going, Samantha is going to be probably dead, Samantha. And the sugar patient has asked for 3 extra sugar. Why not make communication? Mm-hmm. And this illness is in the person. Then their life has been overtaken by. I was traveling once on a daily journey with the person next to me. An associate for our minds. And mashallah is teaching me, etc. But when a person is lying on me, so he had sugar, and he threw 2, and then he asked for 2 more, and he kept it on his side. And then he asked for 2 more, and he kept it on his side. So I asked him out of curiosity, why are you asking for sugar? You've got away, and you're looking at me. He says, to make communication. You're mad. See. Then we think this is courtesy. The lady sitting us next to the plane, we need to make conversation 2 hours journey to Cape Town. Now I'm talking to Allah, that for 1 month you look, or you keep your life there. As when I was mentioning, and another sahmu min sihar ibris, masmoon. That looking is a poisonous arrow from the arrow of ibris. مَنْتَرَقَهَا مَخَافَتِينَ The person that leaves him out of my fear, يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ تُقَدْرِ He will find sweetness of iman in his hearts. Today, why? We don't find enjoyment in our salah. In tilawat al-Qur'an al-Kareem is not a thing that makes us restless. We feel out of place for the day, but our tilawat is not made. A sugar patient today, he doesn't have a sugar patient, a sugar medication, everybody knows on his face. Then leave him on his face. His mind is not working. He hasn't got respect. Blood pressure tablets, he doesn't have, you get the whole world knows the effects, because he has blood pressure, he doesn't think it's blood pressure tablets. When's the time going to come when we feel uneasy without making tilawat al-Quran daily? That uneasiness and that illness must come within us. This is one illness you should make dua for. That uneasiness and restlessness within oneself. So, tahammul mashaq marbat Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then, the fourth sign that the person has halawat al-iman. That a person will engage and immerse himself in and keep himself strong in any difficulty that befalls the person. وَتَجَرُّ الْمَشَّاءِ فِي الْمُصِبَاتِ That a person will engage in any form of difficulty, in any form of pain that he has to endure. Now here this is a very, very broad topic. We have the time to elucidate all the different aspects of what is sabr, what is patience. That one is in obedience of Allah to exercise patience. One is to stay away from sin to exercise patience. One is the time of difficulty to exercise patience. And the first time the person was allowed to iman, or Allah bin Allah, that he is happy with whatever Allah says. And this is a very, very high maqam. When a person comes to that position in his life, whatever Allah decides for him is good for him. Allahumma inna nas'aluka imanan yubashir qulubana wa yaqinan salikan hatta na'lam annahu la yusibana illa ma qadartana wa ridan min al-ma'ishati bima qasamtana qasamtana. That such iman, that whatever Allah decides for me is good for me. On one occasion, Marshal Khan Rahmatullah Ali asked, But what is that maqam, what is that position that is higher than that of ikhlas? Because ikhlas, it is a whole life to acquire. It is one of the last stages in a person's path towards Allah. So he said, Hazrat, I do not know, because ikhlas takes a whole life. So then Hazrat explained that the maqam, the position that is higher than ikhlas is Ramadan, the Quran, the peace of whatever that says. So a person wants, he has 3 pillars of iman. And this halawat of iman will come when loving the lovers of Allah. And you will see automatically there will be a transformation taking place. Therefore Allah has mentioned, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as-salihin. In order to be with them, the love is required. Muhammad kaza'at bi, your love is brought with you. And look at the hadith and the depth of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's knowledge. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah himself said, hadith al-Qudsi, وَجَبَتْ مُحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِّينَ فِيهَا My love has become compulsory for those that love one another, Allah said. So that shows one thing. In order to benefit from somebody, and total benefit, the first requirement is love. First requirement is love. Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم had love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So kalban was their heart, kariban was their bodies, they gave to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maximum benefit. Munafiq, hypocrites, kariban, bodily decay, kalban they had no love, it's not benefit. They are in the worst depths of Jahannam. That they bodily presented themselves in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they had no love. And the love, so this we understand the wisdom of the ilm of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he first mentioned, even before searching, it is required that we have love. And the other thing is, there's one element. The other thing is that the love of definitely propel you towards something. So they are good. Then in order to get it, you require love. And if you have love, it will propel you to the gathering. So a person can't say that I have love for my share, but I don't care that I'm sad. They show that love is not important. So love is required. And here the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was about Muhammadi might not become compulsory upon a person. Here this compulsion, ulama has mentioned, ihsan wa tafaddula. It's of the grace and the bounty of Allah. Nothing is compulsory in terms of rules of Allah. Allah has made it compulsory upon himself. وَجَبَتْ مُحَبَّتِ لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيهَا وَالْمُتَجَاجِسِينَ فِيهَا. Once his love is there, then he should sit in the company. And there are also two things. You have tafawul has been used. Muhammad should be both from the sheikh, from the spiritual mentor, as well as those who take the benefits. The other is that the spiritual mentor should make himself available to sit for people to benefit, and the people should avail of this opportunity. There should be mujalasa from both sides. Because this muhabbat will propel you to sit in his company. And Allah is instructing his Nabi. Nabi, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَا الَّذِينَ يَكُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ غَلَاتَ الْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَشَرَ وَلَا تَعْدُوا عِلَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. Then, oh Nabi, you sit in the company of Sahaba. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَا الَّذِينَ يَكُونَ sit in their company. So from this Mawlana Al-Qudsi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he has taken out a beautiful point. He says that the shuyukh should avail themselves for the people. Was the reason for was their nafsa. And then what is the quality? Which murid, which disciple will take maximum benefits? Two things he must have. Was their nafsa of Al-Nadin Yadhun Arabam? He should be continuous. Punctual was dhikr. Therefore, emphasis in this pathway is of dhikr. Because you will benefit from the share on the basis of your dhikr. Because Allah is instructing the deen, sit with those that are making dhikr. The other quality that a person that is a seeker requires of him, you need to know what you have. That his inclination towards his mentor should only be for the pleasure of him. If he's got ikhlas in him, he's got sincerity in him, his benefit will be maximum. Two things. Make dhikr regular. Quran Kareem is instructed. Second is have a solid, genuine talab and your benefit. So what about Muhammad ibn Mutabahab bin Afiyah? Wal Mutajarisin Afiyah? Wal Mutazawirin Afiyah? And those that visit one another. Now it doesn't mean that you sit continuously 24 hours with the sheikh or the mentor. You have to go home, you have to fulfill your needs. And Allah's love is not selfish. Allah's love is bombastic. Allah's love propels the love of others in your hearts. Like the Quran just explained, that the love of the wife will increase in Allah's love. So therefore Allah is saying that those that are perpetually in the company of the sheikh, go, come and go, come and go. وَالْمُتَزَعْلِينَ فِيهَا those that spend in my path. That means you spend on each other for Allah's sake. This is the sign of your love. And our case should not be that mashallah the first three is fine. Muhammad, love. But it's free. Mujalasa to sit also doesn't cost much money. to come and go, that's the first question. The fourth one, we have a problem to spend. This is ask of hadith that we spend on the subject. And the incident mentioned, to elucidate this point, this person, he had his dog, he was lying on the side of the road. And he's crying profusely, like this Imam Abdul Qasim gives this example, and says he was crying crocodile tears in the love for his dog that is about to die. But at the same time, he's got a basket of bread on his head, or next to him. But he's crying. So they're asking that, okay, you've got such love for your dog, why don't you take some bread and give him? So he said, the problem is that the tears are clean, the bread costs money. The tears are clean. The bread costs money. The Allama Umi Abdullah has mentioned something very achieved. He says, tears are not. Tears are the translation of the condition of the heart. And a person has enough for Allah, lots of work has to be done for it. And then when the eyes tear, it is a translation of his condition inside. It is transforming blood into water and liquid. That is tears. It's nothing. Then the peace of the Lord is, so one is the Kulu Masaliti, you get the point. Immediately you will see the benefit of the pious company working in metamorphosis and transformation in terms of your amal. And you will get strength within yourself to stay away from sin. But this is taqwa. What is taqwa? Two aspects. The inner inclination towards amal is saliha, righteous deeds, and its aversion towards evil, this you get in the company of the pious. The Quran is described. Kulu Masaliti. In order to invite taqwa, this is taqwa. It comes in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the rajul, إِذَا خَرَجَ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ زَائِرٌ أَخَاهُ شَيَّعُهُ سَبْقُونَ أَقَمْ مَلَكِهِ كُلُّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ اللَّهُمْ رَبَّنَا إِنَّهُ وَسَلَ فِيكَ فَسِلْهُ وَقَمَ قَالَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَامُ السَّلَامُ. Why transformation takes place in a person when it's just in the company of the pious? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when a person leaves his house, visiting his brother, and I explained that the maximum benefit is to visit the awliya of Allah and serve the company. 70,000 malaika accompany him when he went. So don't think by Yusuf is leaving Stanger, he's going alone. So how he came alone? No, he didn't come alone. He thinks he came alone. Sakuna Alpha Malikin. 70,000 angels of the company. And what are they doing? They're not doing nothing of observing. No. Yaqulun, Yaqulun, Rabbana, oh, sustain. They join him, join him to you, like how he has joined himself to your lover. Hazrat Hakim Sahib says in the case of Nas Qasam that the dua of the malaika 70,000 cannot go to this. How can the 70,000 malaika dua go to this? Now you find yourself, you're doing nothing except the thing, but your inclination towards karma is increasing because it's for the benefit of the 70,000 malaika that are making dua. Is Allah going to the dua for the waste for your sake? And what does join mean? Hazrat explains. He says, obviously in dunya, it is mahal, it is impossible to have a physical bond or joining of Allah. That joining will happen in akhirat, where you will have nikah and meeting. The joining that is meaning here is the taqarrub of Allah, the proximity of Allah. Automatically you will have desire for amal. So that is the fourth benefit we have mentioned of sitting in the company of the pious and the righteous. The duas of the malaika from the time we leave home. Then it comes to hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَوْ أَنَّ عَبْدَيْنْ تَحَابَّ وَعَيُّكِ الْمَشْرِكِ وَعَخَذِ الْمَغْرِكِ لَجَمَعَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَقُولْ هذا الذي كنت تحبه فيه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That if two servants love one another, Allah said, one can be in the east, the other can be in the west, Allah will get them on the day of Qiyamah. لَجَمَعُ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will address ulama have mentioned two things. One is Allah will give instruction to the malaika to make an announcement. One is Allah will make an announcement himself, وَيَقُولْ هذا الذي كنت تحبه فيا. This is the person that you used to love for myself. Yes.
Allah will forward that person to you. What is the benefit? The question comes. Why will Allah get us? And how will it serve us on the day of Qiyamah if Allah gather us with the pious and the people that we love? So the one that he can intercede on your behalf. That you will intercede on your behalf. So you will get the intercession of those that you love. The other is that you will have opportunity to visit them in Jannah also. Musafa or Muzawarat. This will be the benefit of loving the loves of Allah. One Sahaba came to me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, when in dunya, when I'm restless in your love, then I come to Masjid Nabawi and I see you. But in Akhirat, your position will be with the Anbiya. Where will my position be? Where will your position be? So how will I meet you? So then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that in Jannah also they will be the meeting. There's a whole discussion as to where they will be, in which place will they meet. What it means the Nabi coming down, what it means this person coming to the Nabi. What am I giving them an explanation? There will be a special place for meetings only. And what is that a person will get opportunity to visit the pious and the righteous. So what benefit is they will need to see them out behind? The other is that we will get the opportunity of visiting one another. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that this love of the pious, remember, it is honored Allah. It is Allah's love actually. So you think you're loving the person outwardly, but the truth is you are loving Allah. Ma ahabba abdul abdan illa akram rabbahu azza wa jalla. That no person loves another, but is actually honoring Allah himself. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives such a person status. Allah elevates such a person. But he is humbling himself for the sake of Allah in front of somebody. Nobody wants to do that. You are the king in your own house. Your servant listens to you. Now you come in front of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are serving them. This against one's desire. You know, honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man tawala lillahi rafa'ahu. Therefore Allah raises you. This is the benefit of loving the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma ahabba abdan abdul abdan illa akrama rabbahu azza wa jalla. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned another benefit. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with whom he loves. Now here a question comes. That one is just mere love. Is it sufficient to be with the one that you love? There is no mention of amal, no mention of iman, nothing. So Ulama has mentioned that mentioning the mazoom, the end result, automatically includes all those avenues that take you to the end result. Because al-muhib limay yuhib muti. A lover to one whom he loves is obedient action. So those things don't have to be mentioned, iman, amal, and so on. Because that will be natural, because that is only for Allah. The only for Allah. Al-muhib limay yuhib muti. A lover is always obedient to the beloved. So therefore, included in this Al-Mar'u Ma'a Man Ahabba is the love for Aman, the love to stay away from sin, the love of all those things that he did was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So only love is mentioned and the end result that will be with him. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that this was the happiest day of my life and Allah Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And immediately look at his intelligence, he immediately said, Inni uhibbullah wa rasulahu wa aba bakr wa umar. I love Allah, I love His Rasul, I love Abu Bakr, I love Umar. Because he knew that you're taking to the maqam of to their position. Another great benefit, do we have the time to translate benefit? But Alhamdulillah, we try to substantiate all these benefits from Ahadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from Quran. Ummadu ala deeni khaleeli, falyanzur ahadukum min yukhadi, wa kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That a person is on the deen of his beloved. So a person should be check whom he befriends. And Imam Ghazali, I quoted this earlier also, Imam Ghazali, in the explanation of the hadith, right? Inna taba'i tasrikut akhlaq min taba'i kufa. That our nature is such that we steal characteristics of another person. We are
We don't learn by instinct. We have to be in the church. Animals live by instinct. A chick comes out from an egg and will walk immediately. A human baby will not be able to walk. There was an incident that I had. The parents were so involved in work that they left this child in the cradle till the age of 6 to 7. And till then the child didn't learn how to walk. That's what it was. They used to give 5 or 6 bottles of milk, they used to leave it in the box and go to work. And the child never learned to walk. Because you can't learn lectures to walk. Anyone's doing that. We need to learn from somebody else. From there we can understand why Allah has kept the system so we can benefit from the Messiah. To reach him, we require somebody to teach us the way towards him. Even from an intellectual point, this makes total sense. But we just can't learn. So this company of the pious is very, very important. It's a thing that we should make dua for daily, daily, daily. It is manchai of the word, requirement of the word, desire of the word. And you'll find a transformation taking place immediately in the world's life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a tawfiq, inshallah, to understand this point. And now we have illnesses upon illnesses in our societies. Drugs is rife in our societies. Disrespect for women and honoring of women is rife in our societies. Our children, at this moment, while we are sitting here, let's be honest, do we know where our child is? We don't even know someone. Because she doesn't even care what you think. It makes no difference. You want to form a transformation and change in our children's lives, then you need to get them in the company of the pious. Automatically they will steal from the inner condition of the pious. Therefore, the reason why the Son has said, Allahu ala deen khalif, a person is in the religion of whom he sits in the company of. But yadu ahadukum min yuhad. So this is the solution to our problems. That we need to bring them into these type of gatherings, sit in the company of the pious, send them in the work of Dawud and Tabligh, incline them towards Mashaykh, and let them sit in the company of the Mashaykh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us our tawfiq, inshaAllah. So the gist of the entire thing is that we are instructed in the Quran, that we have to stay in the company. How long should we stay in the company? Stay with them till you become like them. Stay with them. Till it become like that. An egg will only hatch after the hen is set on it for 2 to 1 days. There has to be permanency there. So if the egg feels independent of the hen, it will not hatch. It wants to roll out with too much pressure on it. Or the egg, or the hen doesn't want to set on the egg, then also it will hatch. So it requires both. You need to humble yourself. At the same time, sit under the feathers and the heat of the Mashaykh, and inshallah, there you will mature, and there there will be a inner life of you. Of yours,
it's part of the life of the world, inshallah. Love of the Lord. Sir, a few announcements. When it's inshallah after the Dwana, the Isha Salah will take place. And the day after the day, the investing, the invest is going to seek. It's one object of our Jalsa here to bring alive the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After the, for the Maghrib Salah, we mentioned a few Sunnahs and etiquettes of sleep, of eating. Inshallah, now we'll mention a few etiquettes of sleeping. If a person sleeps in the correct manner, you will sleep 6 hours at night. And the whole night you will get the reward of ibadah. Being engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we will bring our life on sunnah, our eating, our drinking, our leaving ourselves, all of this, we are doing it every day. Our Shaykh says that if we have to wear clothing every day, and if you wear it according to the sunnah way, you will get reward. If a person put on our trousers, can either put it on the right leg, or you can put it on the left leg first, then the right leg, the second the sunnah. Or you can suspend both the whole trouser up, and you can run and try and jump inside. You don't ever try to say you break your leg. See, so there's only one way, you follow the sunnah way. Put it on the right leg first, you're following the sunnah, you will get rewarded. And if you put it on the left leg, so you will not get rewarded. So simple. So these are very, very simple sunnahs. We are sleeping every night, just do it according to sunnah, inshallah, we will get rewarded. So the whole night you will get 6 hours of tawaf. Allah is giving 3 sawabs for a person. Number one, before sleeping, make intention. That, oh Allah, I am sleeping. It is your command. You must look after our bodies. My body has got a right over me. Oh Allah, it's your command. That's why I am sleeping. And oh Allah, I am sleeping so I can rest my body. So tomorrow I can wake up fresh and I can serve you again. I can serve you. I can be obedient to you.
So make your intention before sleeping, inshallah you will get reward for your sleeping. Number two, your posture, how we sleep. As far as possible, we should always try and sleep on our right hand side. Don't sleep on our stomachs, never ever sleep. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahabi shook him with his leg and said, this is such a sleeping which Allah hates, Allah despises it. This is the sleeping of shaitan. You should not sleep on the left hand side, because this is the sleep of the kings and the rich people who live lives of luxury. But we should sleep on our right hand side, because this is the sleep of the pious people and the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Sleep on your right hand side, and our palms under our cheeks, and we should try to fold our legs. And try, and, if it's possible, try and face the direction of Qibla. This is how a person will be in the grave also. So a person is reminding himself of the time when he will be in the grave. The lights are only put off at night, so a person must ponder over the life of the grave, and he sleeps in this posture. If it's difficult for us, at least in the beginning of our sleep in that posture, then we turn our posture, it's no problem, but at least we try to originally sleep in this way. And then the third thing is, we must recite our du'as. Recite our du'as before sleeping and sleep with good words in our tongue. Inshallah, a person will get greater benefit, will have good dreams at night instead of thinking and fantasizing of many, many evil things. Then our du'as, the simple du'as, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Allah, in your name I'm dying now. Sleep is like death. And I will wake up tomorrow morning or given life tomorrow morning. Other easy du'as is three quotes. قل هو الله أحد قل أعوذ برب الفلق قل أعوذ برب الناس أعوذ برا read it one time, blow on your body. Read it the second time, blow on your body. Read it the third time, blow on your whole body. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads قل يا أيها الكافرون will be saved from shirk, from polytheism. So read قل يا أيها الكافرون, read our three quotes, read one dua, and the tasbih and fatihah which was discussed after the Asr Salah, 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. By means of this, Allah will give you 100 trees in Jannah. And by means of this, Allah will give you physical strength also. Spiritual strength and physical strength. The work will become very, very easy for the next day. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, after I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanding me this year, for the rest of my life, I never ever missed it out. People say, even during one battle, we fought one battle. You see, even that night, I made sure I read my dua. I never ever missed it out for the rest of my life. We should try to read this dua. And the last thing is, if it's possible, try and sleep in a state of wudu. If we've got wudu, no problem. If we haven't got wudu, go to the toilet, relieve ourselves, make our stomachs empty, make wudu again and then sleep away. There are many, there are up to 7 benefits Ulama have mentioned of sleeping with wudu. One to which I remember is, when a person sleeps with wudu, then the whole night he will get reward as though he is engaging in ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His soul goes to the heavens and it makes a sajda before the arsh of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at night, whenever he wakes up and he opens his eyes, whatever dua he makes, his dua will be readily accepted. And the angel, is one angel at his bedside, is making dua for him the whole night. And he stays sleeps in the state of wudu. We should try to get in the habit of sleeping with wudu. If it's easy for us, Allah Ta'ala give us all the inshallah. We will make dua in the Quran will take place. Tomorrow, inshallah, the programs will continue. Alhamdulillah, we request all the brothers to participate. We bring more brothers with us also, so that they can also benefit, inshallah.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله ولك الخلق كله بيدك الخير كله واليك يرجع الامر كله اللهم لا نفسي ترى عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا من لا تراه القيوم ولا تخالطه الذنوب ولا يسلكه الواسفون ولا تغيره الحوادث ولا يكشف الكوارث ويعلم متاقيد الجبال ومتاقيد البحار وعدد قتل الامطار وعدد ورق الاشجار وعدد ما اشرق عليه الليل وما اشرق عليه النهار وما توارى من سماء سماء ولا ارض ارضا ولا بحر ما في قعره ولا جبل ما في وعره اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على محمد كما تحب وترضى اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكر الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين Oh my compassionate, beloved, loving Allah, we confess without any form of reservation that we have oppressed ourselves a great deal of oppression, Ya Allah. We They are not only oppressed, but a great deal of oppression we have made, Ya Allah. So there is no pretensions that we have. There is no credential that we have of deserving of your forgiveness, Ya Allah. But you are Allah. Allahumma, inna nas'aluka li annaka anta Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you because you are Allah, Ya Allah. There is no other door for us but your door, Ya Allah. So we confess totally without reservations, we have oppressed ourselves a great deal of oppression, but at the same time, Ya Allah, we acknowledge completely from the depths and the crevices of our heart that you are most giving, most forgiving, most compassionate, most kind. You are Kareem, the one that bestows on those that are not deserving, Ya Allah. So we are at the outset, we are saying we are not deserving, but because you are Kareem, Ya Allah, forgive us completely, Ya Allah. All our major, minor sins, our previous sins, Ya Allah, forgive them all, Ya Allah. And not only forgive them, transform them into good deeds, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the love of the lovers of Allah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the love of those that have love for you and that you love in return, Ya Allah. So that you may love us in return for that, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make our transformation completely, Ya Allah. That we are imbibed in every sinew and every vein and every pore of us that is pouring with your love, Ya Allah. That this is our purpose and our criteria of loving, Ya Allah, to imbibe within ourselves the maximum love for you, Ya Allah. And that such love that overflows from our heart and it touches the hearts of millions and all those that come in our company and all those that we engage with, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, such a tremendous love give us for you, Ya Allah, that even those that are around us, Ya Allah, affected with the love that we have for you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Allahumma ij'al hubbaka ahabba ilayna min anfusina wa ahlina wa min al-ma'i barik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa amal alladhi yukarribuna ila hubbik. Allahumma arzuqna hubbak wa hubba man yadfawna hubbuhu innak. Allahumma zayyinna bi zinati al-iman. Allahumma zayyinna bi zinati al-iman. Waj'alna hudata muhtadin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka imanan yubashiru قلوبنا ويقينا صادقا حتى نعلم انه لا يصيبنا الا ما كتبت لنا ورضا من المعيشه بما قصدت لنا. اللهم انا نسالك علما لا اللهم انا نسالك ايمانا يباشر قلوبنا ويقينا صادقا حتى نعلم انه لا يصيبنا الا ما كتبت لنا ورضا من المعيشه بما قصدت لنا. اللهم انا نسالك ايمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Oh Allah, we ask you the companionship of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنات الخلد, in the everlasting jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, increase our love for Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا وحوضه لنا موردا. اللهم احشرنا في زمرتي واستعملنا بسنتي واستعملنا بسنتي واستعملنا بسنتي وتوفنا على ملتي واجعلنا من حزبي. اللهم اجمع بيننا وبينه كما آمنا به. والله get us tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah with Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's how we have brought Imam with him despite the fact that we have not seen him. اللهم اجمع بيننا وبينه كما آمنا به ولم نره. اللهم لا تفرق بيننا وبينه حتى تدخلنا مدخلا واجعلنا من رفقائه مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم اغفر وارحم وانصر واهدي واحفظ وكرم وعظم واصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاء, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.